Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, this is Mary from the Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing great as well. Thank you so much for asking. Am I reaching out to you regarding your IRS taxes? It seems that you were interested in getting your taxes reduced. That was through our social media. I'm not sure if you still need help.
Yes, I need help, but right now I can't afford to pay any amount because I'm not working. I'm looking for work. I've been out of job for more than a year. So I'm looking for work. Yes, it is true. I did apply, you know, in order to find out how much I owed, but IRS cannot tell me how much I owe, and I do not know because I've not been filing any taxes for the past 5 years.
So if
you decide to do it right now, maybe out of no cost at all, then I can. But right now, I need to pay. If it costs me something, I need to pay. But I do not have no job to pay. I'm home 24/7 looking for a job on the internet.
Okay, got it. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. And actually, what the tax especially does, it will be a pre-qualification to see if you qualify to get any reduction or remove the debt. However, also, they help you in case if you have 2 years or more of unfiled tax returns, which you have 5, you said, right? In that way, they can help you also to get this matter, of course, trying to be resolved. As I mentioned, it will be a free consultation, and if you have, well, since you have 5 years on file tax returns, and that's with the IRS, right? They can help you with this.
So you're saying that what are the years, or I didn't understand
that. It needs to be 2 years on file tax returns in order for them to help you.
But
and you said that you have 5 years.
It's 2019, 20.
Since 2019.
19, 20, 21, 23, 24.
Okay, so yeah, that will be 5 years. 5 years on file tax return. Okay. So I can let them know. And of course, you don't know how much will be at the end since you haven't filed
taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do not know.
Do you feel that they cannot tell you?
I talked with somebody, but the requirement they give is I have to be paying something. And at all, I do not have.
Oh, no. No, exactly, yeah. There is no way for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, totally understand. I can just go ahead and bring the tax specialist on the line to see what we can do right now to help you with the taxes so they can help you with the filing. And that will be, as well, as I mentioned, a pre-consultation. It shouldn't take longer than 5 to 10 minutes. If you have time right now, I can bring them on the line.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I have your callback number as 916-606-3934. Emmanuel, right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and let them know about this situation. I'll bring them on the line. 1 second.
Tax Relief, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. This is Mary, and I have Emmanuel on the line. He has 5 years on file tax returns. I have the phone number, 916-606-3934.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're in good hands, Emmanuel. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, sir. My name is Vince with Republic Tax Relief. So So we're just following up with you because we received an inquiry from you. Just a couple of months ago, it looks like maybe you were doing some research online in regards to IRS debt resolution. So we'd like to see if we can help you with this situation. So as I understand it, you have 5 years that you have not filed taxes for. Is that accurate so far?
That's correct.
Okay. And is there currently any debt that the IRS is assessing you to owe?
I do not know the amount. Like I said, I do not know the amount. I think you and myself, we talked before. I do not know the amount, so it is only I do not know. And IRS may not know how much I owe. If they know, then I can plead for that. But for now, I really don't know how much I owe.
Okay. So the 5 years that are not filed, are these the most recent 5 years behind us? I mean, is that – are those the years that are not filed?
2019, 2020, 2021, 2023, 2024.
Okay. And what, prior to you not filing, do you remember owing money in back taxes? Like, did you file and not pay a debt that was owed in the past?
What happened was every time the period of the tax time come, all of my paperwork, I can't get it. They come to my mail, they all disappear. They come to my mail, somebody has taken it. So I really don't know. I've never received, those years, I've never received my W-2. In the mail.
Okay. What kind of income have you been making for these years that are not filed?
When you say figure, I can't be exact, but it was in the range of 20 to 25,000, within that range.
Okay, so 25,000 annual income for these years?
Yes.
25,000?
Yes.
Okay, and the income is all W-2'd, is that correct?
Yes, that's what I said. The W-2, it comes in the mail, but then somebody took it out of my mailbox, so I don't receive it at all.
Okay. Okay. How many withholdings are you claiming on your W-4?
I do not know. You are the expert. I really do not know. I really do not know. I don't want to lie to you to say this amount. No, I don't know.
Okay. How much do you receive for a paycheck?
My paycheck, it should be somewhere between a thousand plus a month, maybe 1,002 a month.
So maybe 1,200, 1,300 on a monthly basis?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. If you're making $25,000 annually, and that's the amount of how much income you're getting from the job, it would seem that there would be sufficient taxes withheld. So what is your filing status? Do you file single or married? How would you file?
I'll file single.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not sure if you owe any money in back taxes. I don't see any reason why you would, just based on the income that you're receiving and the amount of your paychecks. Your net amount received on an annual basis with those numbers would be less than $16,000, which sounds like there's a sufficient amount withheld for income tax, okay? So it sounds to me like you would be current with taxes. You probably have tax refunds due to you. You didn't mention anything that happened in the past that would lead me to believe that you owe money in back taxes. You didn't mention that you were filing exempt on the W-4 or anything like that. You didn't mention any kind of taxable event. It doesn't sound like you're receiving letters from the IRS assessing you to owe money in back taxes. I think the only issue here is that you're not filed. I mean, would you agree with that, or is there something that I'm missing?
Myself would be missing something out, and you would be missing, because based upon the information I'm giving you, is that where you're making your calculation. But what I think is that I really do not know how much I am owing or how much they are owing me. I really don't know. So what happens is that whenever the tax period reaches and they send the information, I cannot receive the information. Somebody just extracted from my mailbox.
Okay. So the only thing that we could do for you at this point then would be to declare representation to the IRS and gain live access to all of their records, so we can get you all of the W-2s, and then we can also conduct an analysis to see exactly how much is due back to you or how much you would owe. And then if you end up owing, we could use that investigation to petition for the Fresh Start program, okay? For us to do that for you, it's about a $600 retainer for us to conduct that investigation. That's the only thing that I could see that we could do to help you at this point.
$600?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $600 so we can declare representation, so we can negotiate with the IRS and explain the situation, get all of the W-2s, and conduct an analysis on the account. It's about a $600 retainer for that. And, of course, we would be petitioning for all and any improvements that we can find.
Okay. But I'm kind of tongue-tied because that amount I cannot afford it right now. As I talk to you, I'm in a bed. I'm seeking for a job. All true, I can't get it. And how am I going to pay that $600? I don't know. And that's what I'm tongue-tied. But other than that, I will be glad that you put me on a payment plan. Then we'll go from there. But as I'm saying to you, I have been looking, and I continue to look, you know. So that's my own problem.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'd mentioned a payment plan. Do you mean for our retainer? You want a payment plan on that retainer?
What I'm saying, I do not have a work. So how am I going to pay that $600?
Okay, understood. Well, I'm not sure, but that's what we would have to do to be able to do that for you. So I guess what I can do is just give you my contact information, and if you decide you want our help with this, you could give me a call back once you're able to pay for the work that we would have to do. Is that okay?
If I do find something to do, your number is on my phone, and I store it, and then I can give you a call. The moment I find something to do, I am willing to pay every penny that I owe the government.
Okay. Well, I'll send you my phone number and email address and company website. So here, I'm sending that to you right now. And,
okay.
If you decide that you want help, just give me a call, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheila.